This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, so what's in a name? What's in a song? What's in a flag? Well, at times there could be a lot of contempt. And a name isn't just a name, and a flag isn't just a symbol of heritage. And a song isn't just a tune to which we beat a drum. But all of these can invoke very, very strong emotions in people. These can be symbols of other people's oppression and other people's dominance. These can be symbols of hate. And these can be words that are tantamount to inciting hate speech. Very, very provocative. And we've seen these cases. You know, it came to my mind that there was a landmark case in South Africa. I think it was around the late 2010s, so 2018 or so, 2016, I think it was, where Vicky Momberg used the K word in a tirade that went viral and basically insulting black people. She used it as common parlance, just another word. But ultimately, in a landmark case, she was jailed for it. We know of the Afroforum case concerning the song that was sung by the EFF leader. And he said, I said, kiss the Boer. And there is also the case, again, involving Afroforum and their believing that it is their freedom of expression to continue to use and defer to the apartheid era flag, which for many South Africans is a symbol of oppression. And so these are the range of issues that would have been considered by the National Assembly having to decide to pass the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill, which aims to address a number of associated crimes and incidents motivated by prejudice. Now, it is still a bill which doesn't effectively make it the law, but it's the first step to it becoming a law, that crimes and speech considered to have a clear intention to be harmful, to prejudice people, to incite harm, to promote and propagate hatred with various characteristics such as race, gender, and religion, will ultimately be deemed illegal and be prosecuted by law. We're told that the DA, the Freedom Front Plus, and the African Christian Democratic Party, as well as Al Jamaa, have opposed sections of this proposed bill on hate speech and inciting of violence. And that for me is a curiosity, because bigotry, bias, prejudice and hatred in any shape or form shouldn't be tolerated in a democracy. But let's find out more about what is happening and whether or not it has been passed. Remember, we got that submission from Cape Town. I think it was Kenneth who said we must know the process when it is in the National Assembly and when it is in the Council of Provinces. Mpho Bunse is the spokesperson for Access Chapter 2, and she joins us now via Zoom. Mpho, good morning.
Good morning, and a very good morning.
Oh, Mpho, let's try that again. Good morning, happy Friday. It does sound to me like we're having a few technical problems in getting in touch with Mpho Bunse, who is the spokesperson for Access Chapter 2. So let's just see if we can sort out that line. And again, let me just ask everybody to just be patient with us, because when there is widespread load shedding, it affects the network as well. And so many dropped calls. And on radio, we rely on a lot of this form of communication. So let's see if we've improved the line. Mpho, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you very much. So, Mpho, first and foremost, where is the bill? Because we're told it's been passed, and then we had somebody call in and say, no, it hasn't been passed. It's gone through the National Assembly. It's now in the National Council of Provinces. And only when those processes are complete is it passed. So what do you know of whether this is a bill that's passed or not?
No, indeed, as we might know, the process for the passing of any bill in South Africa, both houses of parliament need to engage the pieces of laws that are on the table effectively. So the process where that we are celebrating at the moment is the process of the National Assembly, which would then give a stamp of approval to say the National Assembly is satisfied with the bill in front of it. Now, the next process that would follow would to get the bill be engaged by members of the National Council of COP, rather. So that's the process that we are waiting for, which will lead to the final stage where we'll see President Cyril Ramaphosa signing into law the Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill.
Okay. So what is the proposed prevention and combating of hate crimes and hate speech bill? What do we mean by hate crimes and hate speech?
We live in South Africa, a country that is characterized by myriad of diversity. And at the center of it, we have a constitution which its role is to protect, the citizens of the country in reality. Mm. When we find situations where some who are protected by the very same constitution use the very same constitution to protect their rights while at the same time taking away, the will and rights of others, becomes really problematic. So in fact, the reason why the Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill is necessary so that we can limit people from using their constitutional rights to abuse the rights of others. Mm. When you get, for example, the issue of LGBTQ violations, wherein, let's say, for example, a trans woman would want to access health services, and because of the prejudice that they face in trying to access that service, we view that as hate. But over and above that, in the last 3 years, we have seen about 50 brutal murders and of LGBTI
yes.
Africa. We're not even talking SADC now in South Africa. And we've seen and we've heard through the judiciary that most of these cases influenced by hate. Mm. So the Hate Crimes Bill basically seek to create punitive measures so that those that use their rights to stop others from enjoying their rights can be held accountable by law. Mm. So in the past, in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban,
yeah,
part case was viewed as a murder. And the court decided at the end that that kind of murder will be classified
as a hate crime. So, your line is a bit patchy, so let me interject there, Mpho Bunse, I'm going to interject there because your line is a bit patchy. I need for you to just help us understand what we're talking about. So just work with me here and perhaps just some shorter answers so that we can just get to a basic understanding. So you're mentioning issues around the LGBTQI community, and rightly so, because there's a lot of bigotry concerning people of a different sexual orientation and who have gender fluidity. And the bigotry is really born of ignorance. People who don't know what it means for a woman Indeed. Who looks like a woman to say she identifies as a he, right? Or, people will say it's biblically incongruent that a man would be attracted to a man when God intended for men and women to create families. So there are long-standing traditions, cultural, religious, social norms, which sometimes are challenged by modern society. And the bigotry is really as a result of people not knowing. I'm not condoning it. And what must be punished as a crime must be punished. But is there a case here for civic education, for people to really understand that just because you don't because you are heterosexual doesn't give you a right to prejudice somebody who is homosexual. You don't have that right simply because you're wearing a collar or you're an elder in the community or you were raised in a particular way. You just don't have that right. And I think people haven't quite grasped that in South Africa.
True. And I think one of our greatest roles as Access Chapter 2 is to actually enforce this idea of civic education. Because for the most part, I think the hate that we are seeing is mostly, derived from, like you are rightly indicating, from the lack of knowledge. But over and above that, it's, characterized by the fact that we have always historically believed that homosexuality is an African. Mm. And as a result, the hate that we perpetuate because we believe that we are dealing with something correctly that doesn't need to be part and parcel of South Africa. Mm. So what we are saying is that the introduction of the Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill, for us, we see it as a cornerstone for more than anything, protecting the rights and lives of the LGBTIQ plus community. It is there to create the legal definition of hate crime, which is absent in our current law. And it compels authorities to more than anything collect and report many of these cases that go unreported. Right. So we are saying we respect the rights of people, we respect the rights of religious leaders to be able to exercise their work. That is why the bill was very specific to say the limitations, or among some of the limitations that will be there, would be the fact that pastors or religious leaders will be allowed space to be able to preach the word, as long as it does not, trample on the rights of others, so it does not push hate.
Okay, let's move on to other issues, because the bill doesn't just focus on members of the LGBTQI community. The bill could apply to people living with albinism. You know, a simple terminology: people living with albinism. You can't go around saying you're an albino, and therefore, So those are other aspects of prejudice which people might not even be aware that they are performing and perpetuating, and yet it does encroach on somebody else's rights. So it's just being cognizant of the environment around you, that because somebody is different to you in orientation, in look, in language, doesn't make them less than you.
That's true. That is why earlier on I mentioned the context of South Africa in terms of legal protection, but over and above that, to speak that South Africa in its makeup is a very diverse country wherein we would need to protect everyone. So it is hate crime that really takes away from the freedom of being secure. And a person who identifies as an albino, or a person who's living with a disability, or a person who's marginalized generally, they would feel that their rights are diminished because of hate speech, because of hate crime motivated. So we protect and we recognize the rights, or the human rights of everyone who does not fall within societal understanding to be protected by the very same constitution. So today we see many of these communities still living in fear to simply be themselves, to dress how they choose, or to live their lives like any other South African. And we are saying this is problematic. And seeing, how the bill is structured, we believe that, it has great potential to actually stop many of these hate perpetuated to people that identify differently.
I want to just talk about some inconsistencies, not in the bill, just in how we apply the law. So I'll be controversial here. When people are critical of white people or segments of the white community and will sing songs like Kill the Boer, it's offensive to that segment of the white community. But you'll hear people defending it. No, it's a struggle song. It's this, that, and the other. It has historical context. But there's somebody on the other end, on the receiving end of that song, who's feeling somewhat intimidated. Is that a hate crime or hate speech. The same way in which members of the white community who will be brandishing an apartheid era flag and offending many members of the black community who remember quite viscerally what apartheid was, also feel offended. But the others are also saying, my freedom of expression. So there are different standards that are often applied depending on which side of the spectrum and on which side of history you stand. So does the bill help to create a parity where you say it doesn't matter whether you like Afrikaans people or not, you can't sing the song, and it doesn't matter whether you feel Hendrik Verwoerd is your ancestor, you can't wield an apartheid flag?
Indeed, what we are saying is that, you know, the principle where we believe that your rights end where mine begins is very important. And I think as South Africans, we really need to, in terms of pushing civic education, emphasize this point. And the sooner we're able to do that, I think the sooner we'll be able to see parity in all these laws, not just this bill that we are talking about. Mm. You rightly make an example with the race issue. Race is a very contentious issue in South Africa, and I think it formed the basis of the long discussions that Parliament had to engage in order to get to this point of the bill. Mm. So what we are saying as Access Chapter 2 is that no hate is less, no hate is medium, hate is hate. Mm. Whether it's happening to a white person or whether a black person is subjected to it. Right. Remember that this constitution that we are talking about, it is meant to protect all of us. And okay. It also speaks very clear about protecting everyone who lives in South Africa, regardless of their creed, regardless of their age or race.
Okay, I'm just rushing here. So what have been proposed as punitive measures, punishments? What are, you know, if this bill gets passed and you are found wanting, you could go to jail, you'll pay a fine. What has been proposed by way of punishment?
Among some of the proposals that are placed is, like you rightly indicate, could be a fine up to imprisonment. These are some of the details that I think Parliament, but in particular, the NCOP would need to engage. And as communities, I think as the rest of South Africa, we've had such a long time to engage this bill. Even ourselves as ordinary South Africans, I think we've made about 3 submissions to this bill. To say that we need to be in line with how judiciary would also look at things. Okay. So there is a fine in place, but there's also imprisonment proposed by the bill.
We thank you so much for your time, Mpho Bontsi. In the very end, the line held up, so we're grateful to have had some sort of a conversation with you. He's the spokesperson for Access Chapter 2. Remember, hate speech pertains to race, gender, sex and the LGBTQI community, sexual orientation, ethnicity issues, colorism, religion, beliefs, cultures, language, birth, and how what you believe are natural births or non-natural births, HIV status, stigmas, disabilities, nationalities of people, albinism, and even discriminating against people's trade and occupation. So be careful.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.